It's 12 after the hour. It's Friday, and every Friday we visit with the First Alert Weather Team and find out what is going to happen this weekend and this time of the year. We know it's going to be hot. We know it's going to be stormy. However, I was watching with interest Garrett Biedenbaugh from the First Alert Weather Center. Dew points are still in the low 70s. It's not as oppressively thick.
Yeah.
As it can be this time of the year.
That's going to go up here through the afternoon. So the morning wasn't terrible today, but that's going to go back up today. Yesterday was nice. I cut the grass yesterday, so I was still hot. It was still like 90s.
Yeah, I know.
But today you'll notice the humidity again.
It's because of the subsidence.
Yeah, from that area, low pressure in the upper level low here that we have to our east. That
just
was kind of helping
you,
us.
Didn't I?
Yeah.
Garrett, don't take the bait. He's just trying to show up.
I know. I saw it in his eyes. but yeah, so that's going away essentially. And then only an isolated shower today. So it's
okay.
Not much.
That's good. We can take that. So if you do have to mow the lawn, today's a good day for it. Still sweat. Yeah.
I know. I almost was convinced yesterday to just hire somebody, but. Not anymore. I don't know.
Well, now that you got Baby Biedenbaugh and you have all your time that needs to go into Baby Biedenbaugh, you're probably going to need to start hiring someone to do it.
I know. I've already been telling him. I'm like, hey, get ready. A couple years from now, cut the grass.
A couple years from now. He made his debut appearance in the First Alert Weather Center.
Yeah.
Did he make his TV debut?
No, we didn't do that. I guess I could have, but I didn't. I forgot, kind of.
Yeah, I meant to tell you, he's kind of lazy.
Like, yeah, he's sleeping a lot, right?
Just laying there. All fat and sassy.
Babies do that. He enjoys a bottle, you know, every now and then, every couple of hours. And then diapers and clean diapers and sleeping. So he's okay. Good. Little baby.
Well, you got him that little controller, and that's the thing that you do in the First Alert Weather Center. So he's already got his little mini controller.
Yeah, I was going to see if maybe he would do the noon show for me yesterday. But
so you could take a nap?
Yeah, so I could take a nap because I'm tired. I get up early.
Yeah, exactly. So this time of the year, it's not just a matter of like when it's going to rain, but how bad the downpour will be and maybe how widespread it's going to be. We think in coverage tomorrow and Sunday about the same, or is Sunday a little bit wetter than Saturday?
I think Sunday is a little bit wetter than Saturday. Saturday is kind of widely scattered in terms of coverage. So 20 to 30 plus percent of the area here. And then as we go into Sunday, looking like over half of the folks could likely see some downpours in the afternoon. So the humidity will be up. You'll have that kind of thick atmosphere outside, and temperatures will be in the mid 90s too. So it's going to be hot.
Yeah, so heat index well above 100 then.
Yeah, about 105 or so in spots. So especially Sunday. Sunday looks kind of like the stickiest.
As dry as it was for late May and into early June, have we kind of caught back up?
We're right about average for the month. Still slightly below average for the year. But yeah, we're in the wet season now. It's been coming, and finally it's been a slow start, but we're here at least. And yeah. You know, getting some daily downpours.
Still see some retention ponds that are a little bit below,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah, that'll take a little bit to... In my neighborhood, too, I've been watching one that got down really low, and I was one of the folks complaining about the reclaimed water and the irrigation over the past couple of weeks. Yeah. And so those are finally coming up a little bit. I mean, I think I've had like over 3 inches of rain at my house this week, but still, there's still a way to go to fill all that back up.
Yeah, and yet some areas, I heard Chief saying it in his podcast earlier in this week, that since the 1st of June or maybe second week of June, Arlington area got like 11 plus inches or so, like small like pockets, yeah. Of the metro area are picking up those huge amounts.
That can happen. It's the same neighborhoods each day get some of those 1-2 plus inches, mm-hmm. of rain with some slow moving downpours, and it can really add up. So some folks, that grass is probably growing real good, yeah. Here now.
All right, so what's the outlook then beyond this weekend into early next week? Is the pattern wetter overall?
Yeah, still kind of wet. We'll see some afternoon downpours and some thunderstorms and lower to mid-90s here. So we're in that summertime pattern again into next week. So no indication that it really dries out next week. And nothing going on in the tropics right now in terms of a threat for us locally. Out into the weekend and into next week, the Atlantic, the Caribbean, and the Gulf of Mexico looks good.
Is this one of those situations where, like, we had such a powerful storm? Beryl was a Cat 5 for a while, remember, that it's kind of like things are relaxing a little bit in the tropics before firing back up, or is there a reason for this?
Yeah, the upper-level environment here, things going on in the atmosphere have kind of shifted in terms of what's favorable in the Atlantic and over, and in fact, the world. We kind of watch things coming from west to east, and so we look out in the Pacific, we look out elsewhere, and things like that, and it can influence our weather and our tropical season here locally. So right now we're in a period that it's kind of a lull before we begin to likely ramp it back up into, of course, August and September.
Yeah, September 10th is like our peak day, if you will, but we really start to ramp it up throughout the month of August. All right. It's National French Fry Day, by the way. Do you have a favorite, like, dipping sauce for French fries?
Yes.
I was going to ask you the obvious question of the best French fries, but everyone knows. But dipping, like... Are you a creative dipper with French fries, or do you just go straight up French fries?
So, I mean, you can't go wrong with ketchup, but I also enjoy Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yes.
Chick-fil-A.
Have you had the Chick-fil-A sauce?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. You know how embarrassing it is when you go through PDQ and they said, which sauce do you like? And I've accidentally said Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, that's funny. I like their sauces, too, though. They have good sauces. Yeah. I judge a restaurant off their ranch dressing. I mean, I think that's legit.
Look at this. Did you hear about fried ranch dressing at the Minnesota State Fair?
I saw that on social media.
Yeah. Everyone's giving me the stink eye in here because I like ranch dressing.
Yeah, but I judge. I mean, if it's bad, and I'm like, well, X'd. Sorry.
Do you go straight up ranch dressing with French fries, or do you put like sriracha or anything in it? Or?
No, no, I'm not a big sriracha person, but not too much spice. My wife likes sriracha, but not me.
Okay. Mm-mm.
Benjamin's just looking at us all with a condescending glare.
I was going to say, as soon as we mentioned ranch, I saw Christine roll her eyes along with myself.
So good.
I don't know that I rolled my eyes.
Have you tried the Chick-fil-A sauce, by the way? And do you do the Polynesian, or is it just the standard?
Straight up Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Because you can get that at, like, Publix and Winn-Dixie and everything.
Yeah, and I buy it, at home. Yeah. I have some at home, always.
You can also make it yourself.
You can also make it yourself, but it's just not the same. Gosh. I know, right? Like, I want some French fries right now. Well, happy Friday. We're going to be frying this weekend, man.
That's right. I'll take care.
Any news on Baby Beedenball? What have you learned this week, Dad?
Oh, gosh. He's doing the smiles now kind of looking around, kind of noticing different folks. And he's kind of just being more observant a little bit now, step by step. So,
do you find, have you done baby talk when he starts smiling at you? Do you, like, reach octaves that you never knew you had?
I know. Sometimes I bring myself back down. I'm like, what am I doing? I want him to recognize my real voice, you know?
The way we talk, we just instantly talk totally different when a baby's around, don't we? He's a sweetie. Good little peanut. All right, so enjoy the weekend. It'll be a little bit less coverage tomorrow than Sunday, but again, long hours of the weekend should be dry. Stay tuned for the First Alert forecast on CBS 47 and Fox 30 all weekend. We'll see what Corey Sima and Trevor Gibbs updating throughout the weekend. If we happen to have any storms that go severe, we'll send you a push alert as well in the WOKV app.